When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey there, welcome back to Parenting Uncovered. We are Dave and Ashley Willis, and we're so glad you joined us today. And today we're going to continue in our series called Parenting Quick Tips. And we are going to answer a question we haven't talked about before, but we've certainly experienced. And the question is this: how can I prepare my child for big transitions such as starting school or moving to a new grade? That's a good one.
Good question.
Yes.
And there will be a lot of transitions.
So many.
In life. You know, we have had probably more than our share. One, just having four boys. So we've had a lot of transitions with four different kids and four different life stages at different times. And we've also moved quite a few times.
Yes, which is like starting a new school in a new community is a huge transition.
Yeah, big transition. You know, we moved to Texas about 5-6 years ago, right when our oldest was getting ready to start eighth grade.
That's right, yeah. That was a huge transition.
Second
man.
Was going into middle school for the first time, and like it was just a big transition. Then the very next year, we had transition of now starting high school. So, I mean, it was a lot. And then we ended up moving back to Georgia, where we are now, where our kids have grown up. And even though we were coming back to a familiar place, there was still a transition of kind of re-entering into groups now at a different age than you were when you left before. Mm-hmm. Life has a lot of transitions. Mm-hmm. And I think with every child being born, we've had to prepare the older kids.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Hey, life's about to look a lot different. Starting
now,
preschool,
that's a big one. We
starting
can talk
school.
On.
Yeah. I mean, life's full of and then Cooper leaving, going off to college. That was a transition for him, but now all of the other kids, we had to transition one leaving the nest.
And it is a transition.
It's a big transition for those kids too. Mm-hmm. And for us, of course. So life is full of them and the transitions don't stop.
Mm-mm.
And so I think that you can help, you can help make it smooth in a number of ways. I heard leadership expert John Maxwell talking about, he said, when you're driving a car, if you don't slow down when you make the turns, you know, your car could swerve off the road. That's when people get hurt. But you slow down, you put your turn signal on, and you make that transition, that turn, the right way, and it's not nearly as disruptive. And he said, and in life, when you're making a turn, when you're making a transition, something's about to change, you have to do the same. You have to first slow down, let everybody know, hey, guys, listen, we're not going to sprint into this transition. We're going to slow down. We're going to be systematic about it. We're going to talk through what's happening. We're going to turn the turn signal on. We're going to let everybody know what's happening. We're going to be clear with communication. And we're going to take our time through this transition. And I think that in whatever transition you're going through, being willing to slow down and communicate is a big part of it, because our lives are busy. We're just sprinting. And if we're sprinting through transitions, it's like trying to take a sharp right turn without slowing the car down at all. It's just really disruptive and scary. And it doesn't have to be. So just slowing down and communicating is the first step.
Man, I think we could learn a lot about that, slowing down and reminding ourselves too, because we like to get going with stuff, but it's like slowing down. It might feel wrong because you guys are busy, and it's like, wait a minute, we can't slow down. We have all these other kids too we're worrying about, but really the slowing down is going to be best for everybody. And really when we slow down, we're able to, I don't know, think more clearly and take better account of what's actually happening. And it's not just going to be good for your kids. It's better for you as parents too, because I know when we just said that question, you guys are automatically thinking how it affects the child. But all of those transitions that Dave just talked about affect the parents as well and the other siblings. Even if they themselves are not going through that particular transition, the whole family unit is affected by all these different changes to varying degrees. And so,
when Sweet Tarts dared to combine sweet and tart, they thought, why stop there? Why not create other exciting and unexpected combinations, like rainbows and ropes, or fruity and gummy, or chewy and more chewy? That's why they created fun treats like Sweet Tarts Twisted Rainbow Ropes, Gummies Fruity Splits, and Chewy Fusions. When you dare to combine, it's sure to blow your mind. Sweet Tarts, dare to combine. Visit SweetTartsCandy.com to shop now.
It's hard not to add a side of hot, crispy hash browns to your favorite McDonald's breakfast. It's even harder not to eat said hash browns before you get home. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Let's start at the beginning. So, like, you have your baby, you know, you are getting ready for that first school experience, or maybe even before school, it's like the preschool or a daycare experience. I think the best thing we can do for little ones is to walk through their day at an age-appropriate level. I think that even to babies who aren't necessarily speaking yet, I am of the belief that they understand, even if it's just our inflection and facial expressions, they understand more than we realize.
Oh, yeah.
And even before they can actually, they can respond, you know, in appropriate ways. And so I think just preparing them by talking about it, by maybe before you go to that preschool area, like officially to start preschool, make sure you go to the open house day and you walk them through what their day is going to look like. You introduce them to their teacher and say, in the morning, we're going to put your backpack over here, and then we're going to sit down and we're going to have this time together doing this. And then around this time, we're going to go and we're going to have our lunch together, and it's going to be in this room over here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pack your lunch, and you're going to get to choose what's in that lunch. It's going to be so exciting. You're going to have lunch with your friends. And then after this, we're going to go out to recess. And at recess, you're going to get to choose from all these different things on the playground and think about what you would like to do on the playground and maybe who you'd like to play with. So we get excited about it, because when we're excited about transitions, they don't seem as scary, even though, be sure, you know, we all need to recognize that there will be things that go astray. There will be things that are scary that don't go quite as planned. But then we recalibrate, we come back together and say, okay, how can we do this better tomorrow? But I think with preschoolers especially and little ones, maybe it's toddlers going to a daycare, whatever we can do to walk them through their day and to prepare them and excite them about it is going to bring so much peace.
It's so good.
And I think the same thing happens in kindergarten. You go to that open house, you connect with other parents, you make sure that you get to know how their day is going to go. And also, you know, prepare yourself for a lot of parents. I was not one of these, okay? I might be, you know, maybe when Chatham goes, I mean, we did cry when Cooper went to college, but we were managing so many kids at the time. When one of them got to go to kindergarten, we were like, yes. know, like, we were like, you're going to do great. You know?
And that's celebrating. Yes. It's huge. You know, just even if you're sad.
I was gonna say, I didn't get the sadness. A lot of mothers do.
But if you're crying over your kid, like grieving them leaving in front of them, it's going to take away a lot of that excitement for them.
I think so too.
Let them see just the excitement, even if you go home and cry.
And cry in your car. It's totally fine.
But yeah. Let them see the excitement, you know, like this is a big deal. And let them know, like, listen, you've got, celebrate all of it. Because kids can sense from an early age when transition's happening. I mean, even our dog can sense when transition's happening. Like
always.
When we're getting ready to go on a trip or when we're getting ready to leave, she's running around frantic. She doesn't know what's going on, but she knows the routine's changing, something's up.
Yes.
And she's nervous. She's like, you know.
So we give her lots of love.
Wanting to like pee on the carpet. She didn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
So we got to slow down and like, hey, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Even more so, obviously, with our kids, but our kids have the instinct to know something's changing, something's going on.
Right.
So lean in more, celebrate them, hold them when they're young.
And it's okay to give even more hugs, give even more reassurances. But one of the best things we can do, and I was listening to a podcast, Sadie Robertson Huff's podcast, Whoa, That's Good. I love it. I love listening to, this is a total side note, but I'm in my early 40s, but I still love listening, and I feel like I can learn from people younger than me. And I just want to encourage you all to do the same. And so, like, Sadie's still in her 20s, her and her husband, you know, often have all these guests on here. And I love listening to it because I'm like, it just gives me an eye into some of you younger parents who are listening and what you're going through. And I want to educate myself, but I've learned so much from you guys. Like, there's many other podcasts I could list. Probably many are listening to, those of you who are on the younger end of things. But I was listening to her episode with Dr. Amen. I'm probably mispronouncing that. It looks like Amen, like A-M-E-N. He's a world-renowned Christian psychotherapist/psychiatrist, does all this research. And one thing he has a new book on parenting that's out. Highly recommend getting it. But one thing he kept on reiterating in this conversation was how much we need to pour into our kids that they have the capacity to do this, that they can make this transition, that yes, it's scary, but you can do it scared, you know, at age-appropriate levels, obviously. But he said, when we try to fix everything for them and don't give them a chance to think about their capacity to do things themselves, you know,
yeah,
whatever that looks like, then we really are hindering them long term, you know, so we need to course correct and start pushing into that, because it's so easy to want to make everything the smoothest, you know, way possible. Now, we do want to do some things to prepare them, but we don't have to fix everything right out of the gate. And again, I think the older they get, the more we're letting go. It's like we have that, you know, we're holding them super close when they're a little bitty, and we're giving out that rope, you know, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly.
Say it until we let go. And we're like, you can do this. And the more we can do that little by little as they're getting older and making all these school transitions and these life transitions, the more they're going to realize that resilience they already have inside of them, that with God's help, they can do anything. They can always come to us. We are always here. We're always that soft place to land. But you can do this, you know. I will never forget when we moved to Texas, which again was probably 6 years ago, Cooper was going to, was this eighth grade when he had the bus incident?
Yeah, the okay. Start of eighth grade.
Start of eighth grade. He really, this move, we had all prayed about it as a family, and all of us were on the same page about the move, very excited. But I think even though we had done our best as parents to, like, we went to all the school things, we walked through the halls, he knew his schedule, we had established some friends that summer that he at least had a familiar face. We did everything we knew how to do. But then when it came time to load that bus, something snapped in our child. Like,
yeah,
he had
a panic attack.
He had a fight or flight. He literally had a panic attack.
Yeah, like he took off running.
He started running away from the bus.
And
we had to go find him.
It was just one of the most unexpected moments in
parenthood. So not like him.
And we really had to, you know, just sit, help work through that. Buddy, what's going on? You know, and it helped us understand just the depth of the transition and fear and anxiety he was feeling over this whole transition.
Right.
And you know, eventually, you know, we were able to...
we took him to school.
Took him to school. But, like, long-term, we got him into counseling.
Yeah.
We helped him really work through and unpack, you know, all that was going on. Because clearly that was more than just fear about first day of school. But there were some more deeply rooted anxieties that he was feeling.
Yep.
And so we made sure that he was equipped to deal with that. And we tried to be the safest place on earth for him to talk through those things. And life's going to throw those kind of transitions too. Times when your kid's dealing with something and you're like, man, I don't feel equipped to help him deal with this, but we're together. Let them know together. I'm not afraid of this. God's going to carry us through this.
Right.
And, you know, God is the perfect parent. He loves you more than you can imagine. And with his help, we're going to get through this. And then reach out for help. Being a parent doesn't mean you have to have all the answers, but it does mean you're going to do everything in your power to find all the answers. And so get them with a counselor, get them with somebody who can, you know, help them in ways that maybe you cannot, and always be the safest place on earth for them. And they'll want to come to you in those life transitions, even long after they've moved out of the house.
And commend the progress they're making. Like, if at first they cried when they walked in the door going into preschool, and then finally they're at the point where they're not crying anymore, you just be like, look at you
being so brave.
Look at that. Wasn't that awesome? And just really commending. But not, you know, on the flip side of that, if they do cry, not being like, you're embarrassing me. Why are you doing this?
Yeah.
And I mean, you guys, we've made mistakes in that way. And that does not work. It does not work. And we have to get our own pride out of the situation. Yeah.
Sometimes I'm the one crying and Ashley's like, you're embarrassing me.
Oh, no.
Stop it. No, she doesn't.
Stop crying. No, but I mean, I will be honest, you guys, and this doesn't paint me in a good light, but there's been times with our first two where I did feel that way. I was like, get it together. You know, you can do this. Like, I was in my mind, I'm like, I'm encouraging them because I know they can do this.
Well, it was just a stressful season.
But I felt embarrassed. I did. It was. Yeah. But I learned the hard way that doesn't work.
It does.
Instead, I need to commend what they're doing right and also let them process their own emotions. They're learning how to self-regulate, you know?
They are. Yeah.
Yeah.
We learn as we go, guys. Give yourselves a lot of grace. Good stuff. Man, these are great questions. Thank you all for submitting them. Yes. You can, of course, write us, submit questions. Just tell us how your day's going on Instagram or at Dave and Ashley Willis. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love and appreciate y'all so much. We'll see you next time.
Bye.